All right, good morning. Today's daf is Arachan Daf Chaf Hey. We left off on Daf Chaf Dalad Amud Beis. Probably, let's be charitable and call it about two-thirds of the way down. So we're still trending a little bit behind. Hopefully we'll make up our ground tomorrow. One of these days I'll make good on my promise. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very much for his continued sponsorship of the shiur. So what we had seen yesterday we saw machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What happens if you are makdish a field during the Yovel year? So does the Kedusha take effect or does the Kedusha not take effect? And we saw that Rav, who had said that that if a person is makdish the field during Yovel, he is makdish the field. It is a valid hektish. And we had said yesterday that Rav holds like Rebbe, because when the pasuk says mishnas hayovel, what it means is not from after the year of Yovel. That's the way Shmuel interprets the pasuk. But Rav, when it says mishnas hayovel, it means from the year of Yovel itself. So when the pasuk refers to somebody who is makdish a field, it's even referring to somebody who is makdish a field during Yovel. How does mishnas hayovel mean during the Yovel year itself? Because we hold like Rebbe, Rav holds like Rebbe, who says ad va'ad bichlal, that when it says mishnas hayovel, it means mishnas hayovel, u'mishnas hayovel bichlal, meaning that from and including the Yovel year is when you could be makdish it. So the Gemara is now going to challenge, well, if it's true that you could be makdish a field during the Yovel year, why do we keep saying that the redemption price of the field decreases every year by a sela and a pundion? If ordinarily speaking, the base, let's assume that there's the longest amount of time remaining until Yovel, the redemption price of the field is $50, 50 sela, 50 shekel. So why do we say that every year that passes by, you get to deduct a sela and a pundion from the redemption price? It should be in even 50 years. Divided 50 divided by 50 is 1. Because if you could be makdish a field during Yovel, then there's 50 years to the cycle. From the beginning of Hektish, if there's the maximum amount until the next Yovel, you would have to pay $50, meaning each year that passes, you would have to deduct only $1, not $1 and a pundion, not a sell on a pundion. So the Gemara says, Ikarebi, we're about two-thirds of the way down. The first word on the line is Hacha, and we are on the last word of the line, Chavdal Adam Abeis. So Ikarebi, so if he's holding like Rebbe, that you could be Makdish a field during Yovel, Pundion Maya Vidite. Why do you need the Pundion? And again, the question is, why do you need a Pundion? Because if you're allowed to be Makdish a field during Yovel, then there were 50 years to the cycle, and if the redemption price is 50 Sela, so the redemption price should be reduced by 1 Sela each year. It's a whole number. So says the Gemara, V'chite Malesle, and if you want to say, maybe Rav doesn't say that you have to add a sela and a pundion. Maybe Rav would say that for each year you deduct a full sela, but not a sela and a pundion, because maybe there is no remainder. Vatnan, but we learn in the Mishnah, Hiktishnaim v'shalosh shalim lifnei ha-yovel. If you are makdish a field 2 or 3 years before Yovel, Rebbe says, Omer ani nosein sela upundion, that Rebbe says, I say that you have to give a sela and a pundion for each year. So if Rav holds like Rebbe, who says that you could be makdish during Yovel, there should be a 50-year cycle, a $50 redemption price. 50 divided by 50 is 1. What's he doing with the extra pundion? So says the Gemara, Rebbe Krav Yudas Virulei. Because the problem is, we're referring to this as a 50-year cycle. But Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, Diyamar Shnas Chamishim Ola Lakan Elakan. That there was a machlokas, we saw already this machlokas a couple of weeks ago. But there was a machlokas, what's the status of Yovel? Is there a 49-year cycle of Shemitah, and then there is the 50th year is Yovel, and that year stands alone, and then you start another 49-year cycle? Or does Yovel, the 50th year, does it count as Yovel plus the first year of the next Shemitah cycle? So if the Yovel counts as Yovel plus the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, it comes out that the Yovel cycle is not 50 years long, it's 49 years long, because the Yovel is all, Yovel doubles up as the first year of the Shemitah cycle. So you're going to ask me, if the redemption price is 50 sela, why, when each year passes by, do I need to deduct a sela and a pundion? It's because the equation is not 50 divided by 50, it's 49 divided by 50. So there's a leftover of a pundion that you have to add each year. So says the Gemara, but l'Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, who again, Shmuel was the one who said that, that if you are Makdish Afil during Yovel, then it is not hektish, because you cannot be Makdish Afil during Yovel. Lema Rebbe Karabanan Tzvi Releisa, are you going to say that Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan, that it's an actual 50-year cycle, because you would have to say that the Yovel year, where you can't be Makdish the field, doesn't count towards the Shemitah cycle, therefore the cycle is 49 years long, and therefore, if the redemption price is 50, then 49 into 50 is you're going to have a remainder of a pundion. Because, says the Gemara, Dika Rebbe Yehuda, Sela Shtei Pundios Mibayle. Because if they say that you can't be Makdish during Yovel, and they also say that the Yovel cycle is only 49 years long, but it's not 50 years long, then the deduct for each year shouldn't be a Sela and a pundion. The equation should then be 50 into 48, not 50 into 49, and so it should be deducted a sela and two pundionos each year. So the fact that we say that we deduct a sela and a pundion, it's obvious that he's holding like the Rabbanan and not Rebbe, and not Rav Yehuda. He does not say that Yovel is ola mikana lekan. He does not say that there's a 49-year cycle. He says it's a 50-year cycle. Says the Gemara, al karchach l'shmuel Rebbe k'rabbanan tzvirile. Yes, you're right. Shmuel will have to hold Shmuel will have to say that Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan and not like Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, says the Gemara now, Viter, Toshma, v'logol in achara Yovel pachos meshana, and you cannot redeem it for at least a year after Yovel. Says the Gemara, Bishlam el Shmuel, I understand according to Shmuel, v'logol in achara Yovel pachos meshana, that you're not allowed to be Goel after Yovel for at least a year, and the way Rashi interprets this is that the Kamash Mala Masnisin, the Bishnasa Yovel Atzma Mekdisha Ein Sorech Ligal De Lo Kocha, that if you were, that in other words, you can't redeem it until after Yovel. Why? Because if you were Makdisha during Yovel, then the Kedusha didn't take effect, and you don't have to be podet because the Kedusha was never affected. So Ella L'Rebbe, but according to Rebbe, Ella L'Rav rather, but according to Rav, who says that you could be Makdish a field during Yovel, so why do we say that you can't redeem a field until after Yovel? If you could be Makdish a field during Yovel, you should be able to redeem it whenever. So says the Gemara, El L'Rav Mai Achara Yovel Shana, so Mi Savret Achara Yovel Mamish? No, does Achara Yovel mean after Yovel? No, my Achara Yovel B'Emtza Yovel. Achara Yovel means that you could even redeem the field during the Emtza Yovel. The Kalkama D'Lomal Yile Shana L'Migrele. What the Mishnah is teaching me, though, is that if I consecrate it during Yovel, and then I want to redeem it during Yovel, but not the whole year has passed, I have to pay the full $50. I cannot deduct the Sela and the Pundion from the redemption price until a full year has passed. Says the Gemara, my Kamash Malam, but that's not a Chiddush, that's also in the Mishnah. The Ein Mechashven Chadashin in Mahektish. Because we said that you don't count months in Hektish, meaning the redemption price on an annual basis reduces by a Sela and a Pundion. What happens if you redeem it with, let's say, 3 years and 6 months remaining to Yovel? How much do you have to pay? So what we said in the Mishnah was that, you know what, you have to pay if you redeem it 3 years and 6 months. That's considered to be 4 years before Yovel. So you have to pay four Sela plus four Pundion to Hektish. I might have thought I could pay the redemption price for 3 years plus half of the fourth year because I'm redeeming it 3.5 years before Hektish. But that's what the Mishnah already told us, that Ein Mechashven Chadashin LeHektish, that we don't include months in the count. So Habahed Yaktani, Ein Mechashven Chadashin LeHektish. 4 lines down, we say that explicitly, that you're not Mechashev Chadashin with Hektish. So we already know that you count only in whole year. So Ma Tam Kamar, no, says the Gemara, it's not that it's teaching me a Chiddush, it's giving me an explanation. So Ma Tam Logon LeLachar Yovel Pachas Mishana, why is it that from the purpose of what we are going to force you to pay, if you are makdishit mid-year, you're going to have to still pay the full amount until one full year passes, in which case you will then be entitled to the deduction. Says the Gemara, Mishum Dei Mechashven Chadashin Mehektish, I'm not suggesting that this is a chiddush. It's an explanation as to why we're saying the halacha this way in the Mishnah. Okay, ein mechashven chadashim, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, minayin she'ein mechashven chadashim im hektish. How do we know that you are not mechashev chadashim with hektish? Tamalomar v'chishev lo akoin im hakesef al piyashonim hanosaros. Shonim ata mechashev, yata mechashev chadashim. That we are mechashev shonim, we are not mechashev chadashim, and therefore if you're in the middle of the year, you have to pretend that the full year remains until Yovel, and you have to pay that amount for the year. But how do I know that if it's the Hektish's benefit, then I'm allowed to turn months into a year, then I'm allowed to count months? Say, Echidami, and what does that mean? Now, we had said that if you are Maktish a field within 2 years of Yovel, so let's say it's 48 and a half years into the 50 years, or let's pretend it's a 50-year Shemitah cycle. Let's say it's 48 and a half years into the 50-year Shemitah cycle. So the way we would refer to it as regular people is that there's a year and a half to Yovel. The way the Gemara's been referring to it, because we're ignoring the half a year, since we're in the second year before Yovel, we would call it 2 years before Yovel. But the halacha is that if you are consecrated a field within 2 years before Yovel, we had said that if you then want to redeem it, you have to pay the full $50. You're not entitled to the reduction in the redemption price. So if you're going to say that it's 2 years, two full years before Yovel, then you'll be able to make the deduction. If you want to redeem it, you could redeem it for two sela and two pundion. If you want to count months and say, oh, it's less than 2 years before Yovel, it's 18 months before Yovel, in which case, if you want to redeem it, you'd have to pay the full $50. So now it's in Yovel's benefit to count months, and therefore we are going to count months. So says the Gemara, hey, chedami, da'akteshe b'palga darbon v'tamnei, tamalomar v'chishev lo akoin mikol makom, that when it's the Hektish's benefit, we are allowed to count months, and therefore for this purpose, we're going to assume that the Hektish was done within 2 years, not a full 2 years before Yovel, and the result of it being done within 2 years of Yovel is that you're not going to get away with paying the reduced redemption price, you're not going to be entitled to the deduction, you're going to have to pay the full $50 in order to redeem. Okay, says the Mishnah now as follows. So, new Mishnah. So, Maktish Sadeyu. If a person is Maktish, his Sadeh, Bishas Hayovel. So we are talking about a stay achuza. So if a person is makdish his stay achuza, that at the time that in the time of Yovel, what does it mean in the time of Yovel? So we just had a machlokas whether you're allowed to be makdish during Yovel. So therefore Rashi here explains that Bishas Hayovel doesn't literally mean it's a Yovel year. It means in the time when Yovel is no egg. So if you are Maktish, you're Stei Achuza. In the time when Yovel is no egg, no sein Bezera Chomer Seorin. This is what we've been discussing the whole time along. For each Bezera Chomer Seorin, the redemption price is Chamishim Shekel Kesef. It's the Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Of course, subject to reduction then, depending on how many years remain until Yovel. That's what we've been discussing the past 2-3 days. Says the Mishnah, Hayisham Nikoim Amukim Asara Tfachim, if there were clefts in the ground that were 10 tfachim deep, Oslam Gvoam Asara Tfachim, or if there were stones that were 10 tfachim high in the property, Eina Nimdadin Ima, they are not included with the field. And Rashi says, Ein Nimdadin Ima, Rashi says critically, Vehain Niftin Beshavyan, unlike the Stei Achuza, which is redeemed for $50 for each Bezer HaChomer Seorin, these clefts and these rocks, which are not included in the field, they niftan b'shavyan, they're redeemed for their fair market value. Vashar levi cheshbon chamishim slam lebeis kor. The rest of the field, the part that is considered to be the sadeh proper, that's redeemed for the standard redemption price. These things have a status unto themselves, and therefore they have to be redeemed separately. Pachos mikanim dadanima. However, if the clefts are less than 10 tefachim deep, if the rocks are less than 10 tefachim high, then they are counted together with the field. So says the Mishnah Vayter, Hegdisha shtayim v'shalosh shanim lifnei ha-yovel. If you were makdish the field 2 or 3 years before yovel, so no sin, so lopundion l'shana, then when you redeem it, you don't have to pay the full $50, but you have to pay the prorated amount, depending on how many years are left until yovel. V'mamar, because you have to pay for the amount of time that you're depriving hektish of owning the field until yovel. V'mamar, areini no sin davar shana v'shana. Let's say the guy's a wise guy, so he's redeeming it 5 years before yovel, and therefore he has to pay 5 selah and 5 pundion. But he doesn't want to pay 5 selah and 5 pundion at one time, so he says, how about this, hektish? I'm going to put you on an installment plan. Each year, I'm going to pay you a selah and a pundion. Ain't shaman lo, says the Mishnah, we don't listen to him. Ela no sein es kulo ke'echad. He has to give it all at once. There's a debate in the Melechah Shlomo, raises a debate whether when we say that you have to pay it all up front, are we referring only to the base redemption, or are we referring also to the chomesh that we're going to mention in a second? Because the halacha is that when the owner of the field wants to redeem it, he has to add a chomesh. He has to add a fifth, which is really what we would consider a quarter, to the redemption price. So the question is, does the requirement to pay up front and not in installments, does that apply to the full redemption, including the chomesh, or does it apply only to the base redemption, not including the chomesh? I debate in the Achronim. So says the Mishnah, concludes the Mishnah, Echad abaylim v'echad kol adam. The same halacha applies for the Baal, the same halacha applies for anybody else, even if a third party wants to redeem somebody else's steachuza. Since it was a steachuza that was consecrated, the redemption price is the flat $50 per base core, prorated depending on how many years are remaining until Yovel. Ella, what's the difference between the Baal and everybody else? Ma bein Baal l'chol adam. Ella shabalam nosen chomesh v'chol adam ein nosen chomesh. That the owner of the field has to give the chomesh, and a third party does not have to give a chomesh. The Rambam holds that if a person's wife or if a person's yorshim redeem a field, they also have to give a chomesh. Why? Because they all come from the koach of the person who was makdish the field. So therefore, for the purpose of giving the chomesh, it's considered as if the owner is the one doing the redemption. So Tana, so says the Gemara, when we talk about the base kur, what are we talking about? It says, Bezera chomer saorim. So Tana, kur zera velo kur tfue. It's the amount of land that you would sow, that you would plant a core of zera, of seed, velo kor tfua, not a core of tfua. And the Rashi points out that the way this works scientifically is when you plant a little kernel, it grows into a stalk of wheat, and the stalk of wheat has a lot more wheat than just like a little zera. So the amount of space that's needed for a core of tfua, because the wheat has a lot of wheat per stalk, is much smaller than the amount of space that's required to plant a core of seed. So the core that we're talking about is the amount of space in which that would be required in order to plant a core of seed. Mapolas yad, how are we planting it? It's seed which is spread out by hand. V'lo mapolas shvarim, and not seed which is spread out by oxen. Rashi over here goes through the way that they used to spread seed, which is probably what we would imagine. They would have the bag of seed on the ox, and you would make a hole, and the ox would walk around, and the seed would fall out. But it's the amount that you would spread by hand. Tana Levi, lo ma'ava v'lo meidak, and also we're not talking about a very concentrated type of planting, nor a very sparse type of planting. Ela beinani, but rather an average type of seeding. That is what we are talking about. Okay, so says the Gemara now, and I should mention also that the Mapolas Yad is a larger amount of space than the Mapolas Behema, because when you're sprinkling with your hand, it goes further, whereas when the Behema is walking around, more of the seed is just being dumped in a concentrated area. All right, says the Gemara now, the next part of the Mishnah had said about these clefts and the stones that were in the field, are they counted? So Hayusham Nekarma Mukim, if there were clefts and the stones in the field, says the Gemara Velikteshu Bapei Nafshayu. So why are these counted separately? They should be huktash unto themselves. And Rashi points out, what does this mean? So we're in the second wide line of Rashi. Velikteshu Hanach Lekam Bapei Nafshayu. These clefts should be huktash by themselves. Velifrekunami Lefi Cheshbon Chamishim LeBeis Kor. So in other words, they should also have to be redeemed for the price of 50 shekel for each base core of area, because they're part of the field. And Rashi says, Uma no yesh b'masha einim dadrima ha'inunami ha'chimifriku. So says Rashi, aye, good. So they're counted separately. Big deal, but they're in a seachuza. So you're going to count them separately to the tune of 50 shekel for each bezerah chomer soren. Doesn't matter whether you count it with the field or separately. You're paying the same prorated redemption price for each part of the field. So what difference does it make? Says the Gemara, v'chite makivin lo'ave beis kur lo'kachi. Maybe the chiddush is that because there is not a base core of stones or of clefts in the field, therefore that space is not going to be kodesh. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Vatanya sadeh. It says in the Braisa sadeh. Matamalomer, what does it mean when it says sadeh? Lefi shenemar zerachomer saorin bechamishim shekel kesef. Because it says zerachomer saorin bechamishim shekel kesef, ain li yela shekdish kinyan hazeh. How do I know that even if I'm makdish a smaller field, a field that's much smaller, I still have to redeem the field in accordance with the formula that if it were a beis zera chomer sorin, I would have to pay chamishim shekel kesef. So let's say I'm makdish a field that's half as large as a beis zera chomer sorin, then the redemption price is not going to be 50, it's going to be 25. So how do I know this? Tamalomar, sodami komakam. But again, the kasha is, I already know that I have to be makdish even a small part of a field or even a small field for the price, for the fixed price of chamishim shekel kesef lebe zera chomer saorin. So what's the chiddush when you tell me that the nekoim and the stones are not included in the field? Even if they're not included, they're sitting in a steyachuza, I should have to be po to them for the same amount of money. Says the Gemara, Amar Maruk for Bachama, Chabinakon Malayim Mayim, Dela B'nei Zriya Ninu. Now we're talking about clefts that are filled with water, so they're not B'nei Zriya. And what do I have to redeem for the price of 50 shekel? It's Bezera Chomer Saorin. It's only a Bezera. It's only a field which is fit for planting. These parts of the field are not fit for planting, therefore they are not included in the redemption of Bezerah Chomer Sorin. They kanami another raya diktani dumi duslan, because the clefts that we're referring to are like rocks. Just like rocks are not fit for planting, so too the clefts are not fit for planting. Shma mina, iachi pachos mikan nami. If that's the case, then even if they are less than 10 tfachim deep, then they should not be included in the field. So hanu nigi da aramikri, says the Gemara, no, if they're less than 10 tfachim, they are included in the field. Why? Because they are not referred to as separate entities. They are simply called basins of the earth, shidre da aran mikru, or in the case of rocks, they are called spines of the earth. So if they are less than 10 tefachim high or less than 10 tefachim deep, we're going to include them as part of the land. If they are not less than, if they're more than 10 tefachim high or more than 10 tefachim deep, we are not going to include them as part of the land. Says the Gemara, Hekdisha Shnayim V'Shalosh. If you were Makdish, the land 2 or 3 years before Yovel, Tana Rabbanan V'Nigra Merkecha, Af min ektish, shim achla ektish, shano oshnayim, inami lo achla, shayzulafanam nosen selapundyon lishana. In other words, you use this formula that for each year that hektish has the field, you deduct a sela and a pundyon from the redemption price. And so you're redeeming it based on how many more years of usage until Yovel hektish would have had from the field. Says the Gemara, Viter. V'mamar areini nosen. And if the guy says, I want to pay in an installment plan, Tana Rabbanim, inayin shimamru balam areini nosen davar shana b'shana, shein shaman lo, shein shaman lem. How do we know that if the Baal says, if the owner says, well, I want to redeem the field, but I want to give you the prorated amount each year, I don't want to pay up front, how do we know that you don't listen to him? Tamalomar v'chishev lo ha-kohen es ha-kesef. The coin has to calculate the money. Ad shiyu kesef kulo ke'echad. You have to give all the money at once. Echad balam vechad kol adam. Everybody has to pay all at once up front. Ma bein balam lechol adam. What's the difference then between the owner and everybody else? Shabalan nos nechomesh vechol adam ein nos nechomesh. That the owner has to add a chomesh on top of the redemption, but everybody else does not have to add a chomesh on top of the redemption. Says the next Mishnah. Hekdisha v'gala. If the guy was makdish his steyachuza, and then he redeemed the steyachuza from hektish, in a yotzim yodav yovel, it doesn't go out of his possession on yovel, meaning it's like a stam steyachuza. Steyachuza never leaves your possession. Even though you were maktish it, before, because you were podet before yovel, it never is going to leave, it's never going to leave your possession. However, if somebody else is podet a steyachuza, they don't get to keep it forever because for them, it's not their steyachuza. So what happens by yovel? If I'm maktish my steyachuza and somebody else comes and redeems it, what happens to that field by yovel? It goes to the kohanim. But if the owner redeems the field before yovel, it stays in his possession forever. So gola b'no, let's say the son is redeems the field, yotzalav b'yovel, then it goes back to the father by yovel because the son redeeming the field is sort of as if the father redeemed the field and therefore it retains its steyachuza status. Gola acher, if a third party redeems it, oecha min akrovim or any other relatives, the gola miyodo, and then the original owner comes and is golit from the first person who redeemed it from Ekdish, then yotze lekola miyovel. Then it goes to the kohanim by yovel, because the halacha is, if anybody other than the guy, the owner himself, or as we'll see in the Gemara, his son, or as the Rambam said, his wife, if anybody other than literally he or somebody who stands in his shoes redeemed the field, then it leaves his possession by Yovel because it's no longer considered to be a steyachuza. It's only a steyachuza if he himself or somebody who's standing in his shoes redeems the field. And that holds true even if a third party redeems it and then the father buys it back from the third party because he wasn't the one to make the pidyon. It's no longer considered to be a steyachuza. So says the Mishnah, now three lines up from the bottom. So gola echa min ha-kohanim, if one of the kohanim redeemed the field from Yovel, from Hekdesh rather, varehi tachas yado, and it's still in the kohen's possessions, so liyomar hol v'yotze l'kohanim v'yovel, varehi tachas yadi, varehi shali. So I might think that the kohen could say, listen, if a third party redeems a field, then what happens to it, and it's steyachuza, by Yovel it goes to the kohanim. I'm a kohen, I already redeemed the field. Why is the field going to go to the Kohanim by Yovel? I'm a Kohen. It's in my possession. How do I know that he can't say that? Because so rather, when Yovel comes, even though, yes, he is a Kohen, he doesn't get to keep the entire field. It is Yotze Mitachas Yado, and it's Metzchalekas to all of the Kohanim who are serving in the Mishmar at the time that the Yovel takes effect. It is divided equally among all those Kohanim. Says the Gemara, turning to the top of Chaf Hei Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Im Lo Yigal Es HaSadeh, it says, if he doesn't redeem the field, that's a reference to, who's the he? Bailim, the owner. Vim Machar Es HaSadeh, or if he sells the field, who's that a reference to? Gizbar, the treasurer of Hekdesh. Le'ish Acher, to another person, La'acher, that's referring to a third party who comes and redeems the field, V'lo Ben. Ah, but not a son. Why? Because if a son comes and redeems the field, then when Yovel comes, it goes back to the father because the son redeeming the field is functionally the same as the father redeeming the field. Says the Gemara, Atomer la'acher v'loben, you're telling me that it's the son who stands in his father's shoes for the purposes of redemption. O'ena ela la'acher v'lo la'ach. Maybe it means that it's a brother who stands in his brother's shoes for the purposes of redemption. In other words, maybe when it says la'acher, that if a third party redeems it, then it ruins the steyachuza chain. Maybe acher comes to exclude if the brother redeems it, that if the brother redeems it, then it remains a steyachuza. But if anybody else redeems it, even the son, it doesn't remain a steyachuza. Says the Gemara, Kesho Omer Ish Hare Ach Omer. When it says Ish, that refers to a brother. A brother is also a man. Hamani Mekayim Acher Velo Ben. So when it says Acher, the drasha is appropriately that it's only if a third party comes and redeems it, but not if the son comes and redeems it. Because if the son comes and redeems it, it's still considered to be a steyachuza. Says the Gemara, Mari, Sela Rabbis Zabenelotzi Yisach. why do I include the son as standing in the father's shoes, but I exclude the brother as standing in his brother's shoes? So Marbani Aben Shekein Kam Tachas Aviv Liyada, because a ben stands in his father's shoes Lagabe Yada Ula Eved Ivri, and also for the halacha of Eved Ivri. So what are these halachas? So Rashi says, Yud is if the father is Kone in Amma Ivriya, and he wants to marry her, there's a procedure called Yud, in which case he doesn't have to give additional Kesef Kiddushin, because the money that he used when he bought the Amma Ivriya also goes for the Kesef Kiddushin. That's the process of Yud. So if a son, let's say a father buys an Amma Ivriya, and the son wants to marry the Amma Ivriya, does the son have to give Kesef Kiddushin? The answer is no. He could also rely on the original money that his father paid for the Amma Ivriya. That's the ben being kam tachas aviv liyada. And also the Eved Ivri, we know the halacha is that the Eved Ivri works for his master for 6 years. And the halacha is that if the guy dies during the 6 years, if the master dies during the 6 years, but he has a son who inherits him, the Eved Ivri has to continue working for his son. If there is no son and there's only a brother, then nobody else is Yorish the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri then goes free. So we see the son stands in the shoes of his father for the purposes of Yud and the purposes of Eved Ivri. Says the Gemara, but Adarabba, Marbani Yasa'ach, I should include the Ach and say that the brother stands in the place of his brother. Shekein kam tachas aviv li'ibam, because we see a brother standing in the place of his deceased brother in a very important halacha in the Torah, and that is the halacha of Ibam, where the brother of the deceased can marry the deceased's wife, even though usually Eshes Ach is very prohibited. But in the case of Yibum, it's going to be okay. But says the Gemara, think about it. Klum yesh Yibum el b'makam she'ein ben. It's true. The brother stands in his brother's shoes to do Yibum. But when do you do Yibum? You only do Yibum if he doesn't have any kids. If he has kids, you don't do Yibum. So obviously it shows that the kid is really the person who stands in the shoes of his father. Ha yesh ben ein Yibum. If there's a son, then there is no Yibum. Says the Gemara, why do I need that fancy drasha? Why don't we just say, well, it's a two against one? I gave you two examples where the son stands in the shoes of his father, Yud and Eved Ivri. You gave me one example where the brother stands in the shoes of his brother, Yibum. So it's a two on one. The two wins. That's why we assume that it's the son who stands in the shoes of the brother. Says the Gemara, Mishum de Eved Ivri me'ai pircha nami hu denafkale. Klum yesh Yibum ela b'makam shein ben. Ah, because by Eved Ivri, because Eved Ivri is also learned from this limud. That's why we rely on this limud. In other words, we said there were two halachos where the son stands in the shoes of his father. There's the halacha of Yid and there's the halacha of Eved Ivri. So the halacha of Yid we already knew. That's written in the Torah. So we have halacha of Yid, which is written in the Torah, where the son stands in the shoes of his father. We have the halacha of Yibum, that's written in the Torah, where the brother stands in the shoes of his brother. Now comes the halacha of Eved Ivri, and we don't know what the halacha is. Does the Eved Ivri have to work for the son, or does the Eved Ivri have to work for the brother? How do I know that the Eved Ivri has to work for the son? Because we say, well, it's a one against one. The son stands in his shoes for the purposes of Yid. The brother stands in his shoes for the purposes of Yibum, and the Gemara there says, true, but is there ever a Yibum if there's a son? There's no Yibum if there's a son. So obviously it's the son that's stronger. So because we learn the halacha by Eved Ivri from this limud, that's why we're relying on and mentioning this limud here. Says the Gemara Vayter, Boy Rabba Baravua, Bas Mao Shetamit Sade Leavia. What about a daughter? We've been talking about a son. So if a guy's makdish his field, then it's a steyachuza. And his son redeems the field, then it continues to be a steyachuza. At the yovel, it goes out to the father. What if the guy's not son redeemed the field? What if his daughter redeemed the field? Do we say that because Lagabe Yibum, doesn't matter whether the guy has any sons or daughters, regardless of whether he has a boy or a girl, if he has any children, there is no halacha of Yibum. Therefore, just like the son preserves the field as the steyachuza, so too the daughter preserves the field as a steyachuza. Odilma, kivan, dilinian, nachla, bas b'makom ben ki achar dami, or maybe because for the purposes of Yerusha min HaTorah, if there is a son and a daughter, the daughter is discounted for the purposes of Yerusha, lo mukma, therefore maybe she does not establish this field as continuing to be a stei achuza. Says the Gemara, Tashma, Tetana Debei, Rabbi Shmuel, kol shu achar b'makom ben, that the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel kol shu acher b'makom ben v'hainami b'makom ben ki acher dami, that anybody is an acher b'makom ben, and the daughter also, because legabe the purposes of Yerusha, when there's a son, she's considered to be an acher. She's totally discounted, and therefore she does not have the power when she redeems the field in order to make it continue as a stei achuza. Boy, Reb Zera, says Reb Zera the following question. Isha mimamid la sade bal. Isha mimamid la sade bal. Mukim la shaken yarsha. What if the guy's wife redeems the field? Is she mamid the field as a stei achuza because she inherits the husband? Ika da shaken yarsha, because he inherits her, rather. Ika damri ben mukim la shaken nota baroi kibamuchsak. Or do we say that it's the son who is mamid the field as a stei achuza, because unlike a baal who is only yoresh in roy, only yoresh rather in muchsak, not moresh in roy. In other words, if the woman has possessions that are not right now, if she has assets that are not right now in her possessions, then when the husband inherits her, he doesn't inherit her entitlement to anything. He inherits only what she has now. A son, when he inherits a father, inherits not only assets that are presently in the estate, but also the entitlement that the estate has in other assets. So therefore, the power of a son should be more powerful than the power of a husband to a wife. Teiku, so the Gemara leaves it unresolved. So says the Gemara, let's say you were Maktish Afil within 2 years of Yovel, and then Yovel comes. Does it go out to the Kohanim? So says the Gemara, Amalei Maidaitcha. What's the question? Minigra Merkecha, Vayasa the Beseis of Yovel. So the question is like this. It says, Minigra Merkecha, that the purchase price is reduced, and then the field goes out by Yovel. So maybe the Bas Giron in, the Lav Bas Giron Lo, maybe it's only a field that's subject to the discounting of the purchase price that goes out to the Kohanim by Yovel. But if the field is not subject to the discounted redemption price, because, and we saw that the discounted redemption price doesn't apply if you are Makdish it within 2 years of Yovel, maybe therefore by Yovel it doesn't go out to the Kohanim. So the Gemara, Adarabba, Im lo yigal asada v'yasada b'tzeisa v'yovel v'haynami baskuli. No, it's not contingent on whether there is Giraon. It's not contingent on whether you're allowed to redeem it for the prorated price. It's contingent on whether it's a baskula. Is it capable of redemption, period? This field, if you were to consecrate it within 2 years of Yovel, and then you wanted to redeem it, could you redeem it? Of course you could redeem it. You'd have to pay $50, but you could redeem it. Therefore, by Yovel, it goes out to the Kohanim. Says the Gemara Viter, Gola Echem HaKohanim, Tana Rabbanan, L'koin Tiyeh Achuzaso, Ma Tama Lomar, Minayin L'Sadeh Kohanim, how do we know that if the Minayin L'Sadeh Sheyotze L'Kohanim B'Yovel, how do we know that a Sadeh goes out to Kohanim B'Yovel, V'Gola Echem HaKohanim, and if one of the Kohanim redeem it, Minayin Shelo Yomar Hol V'Yotze L'Kohen, Harei Tachas Yadi V'Teisha Li, he shouldn't say, well, since it goes to Kohanim anyway, and I'm a Kohen, therefore let me just keep the field. V'Dinu, B'Shalach He could even make for himself a nice kal v'chomer. Madach, if somebody else consecrates a field and he doesn't redeem it, I get his field, so I redeem this field from Hektish, of course I should keep it. Says the Gemara, Tamalomar, Achuza so. Achuza shalo, veinze shalo. The only time he gets to keep it after Yovel is when it's his Achuza. This isn't the coin's Achuza. He redeemed it from Hektish, but it's somebody else's Achuza. So what happens to this type of field? It is Yotze Metachas Yodo, and it is divided among all the Kohanim who are serving in the Mishmar at the time that Yovel takes effect. All right, so finally we've caught up a little bit, so we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chafei Amud Beis tomorrow, God willing.